All right, I'm here with Team Young Buck. Tell me who you are and where you're from.
My name's Julian Dale, and I'm a student from Lewis and Clark College.
I'm Nick Wilson. I'm also a student at Lewis and Clark.
And you're the youngest people at the Code Camp this year.
Supposedly.
From what we understand.
And you did the a project based on the oldest game, Mankind.
Yeah,
here.
Probably the only video game we're too young to remember.
Yeah. So you never played Pong then as youngsters?
No. I did.
89
I
birthdays,
those days.
That makes us a little too
it's
young for Pong.
Donkey Kong, yeah. Mario Kart, you know.
Yeah, those were good times for those of us who started on Pong. So tell us a little bit about this project. What were your challenges? How'd you come up with it?
The biggest challenge was we had never coded in Visual Studio or C#. So that was a little bit of a hump to come over initially, but it was quick. There was a lot of support at the Code Camp. So the other problems we ran into were, you know, minor bugs and whatnot that you always run into when you're programming.
Yeah, what was your favorite part of the Code Camp?
Definitely probably getting to see the examples and seeing what other people are doing with it. Because I definitely would not have thought of all of the applications I saw at the Code Camp. That was really cool.
It was wild to walk in to see all those people, and there's 50 Kinects sitting on a table, and everyone walks by and picks one up, and you know, by 3 o'clock in the morning yesterday, you have people flying hover cars around the room and painting pictures with their hands, and it was a wild experience. Yeah.
Cool. Well, can we see a demo of this?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. I will take your mic. All right, so I'll do a little color commentary here. You got orange. A little rebound off the wall coming up. See? Yeah, see, you got to learn. When you've played Pong for a while, you understand that the English off the wall will get you every time.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
The hardest part.
Well, I mean, it's a new technique now that it's Kinect, you know, Pong 2.0 right here.
And one of the things that we did was we added a random number generator to make it a little trickier going off the wall, because with just the straight bounces, it became a little easy to predict with so much time with the ball moving.
Yeah.
And so we thought that was something that we could... that would make this version a little more fitting for the Kinect.
And what types of things do you think you might add if you had a little more time?
Well, we played with a bunch of things. We started looking into voice commands as far as a menu is concerned. We also looked at, created a version with multiple balls.
Uh-huh.
The more times it was a one-player version, and so you controlled the right paddle with your right hand and the left paddle with your left hand. And after you'd hit the ball 3 times, the second ball dropped in, and after 6 hits, a third ball dropped in, and it went up to 4 balls.
We also tried to use some of the depth, some of the range capabilities of the SDK. So, like, if you were backing up, you know, you could make the ball zoom faster at your opponent, or make the sensitivity of their paddle, like, increase. They got to, you know, like, jump up and down to move their paddle. But we, with that specifically, we got some wacky results. Like, sometimes our ball would just start doing weird stuff, and like, that's not Pong. So.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks for showing us this today.
Yeah,
thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.